With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Donald Trump meets with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House today to sign a pact which will give the United States access to 50% of Ukraine's rare earth minerals as a way to repay America's investment in Ukraine's current war with Russia. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson says Trump's idea amounts to a big win for America.
Yeah, it's a fascinating concept. I talked with the president about it a couple times this week, and the idea would be that not necessarily a guarantee of national security, but it would certainly prevent enemies like Russia from invading again if they knew they would be hitting Americans potentially. So it could be a win-win-win for both countries, and I commend the president for thinking outside the box as he does. He thinks of this from a businessman's perspective. That's a really refreshing change for how government is normally run.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be heard on radio stations nationwide this weekend, and also when This Week on Capitol Hill is broadcast at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Also at SRNNews.com, Mexico extraditing to the U.S. 29 imprisoned fugitives wanted on drug trafficking and other charges, including murder.
The broader question is, why is all of this happening, and perhaps why now? We need look no further than the push by the Trump administration to the government of President Claudia Sheinbaum to do more on the question of the drug war in this country, to do more in terms of cross-border cooperation in security. Certainly, it is an effort, I think, by the Mexican government to show greater willingness and more cooperation on cross-border security issues.
The BBC's Will Grant. The death of an unvaccinated child in West Texas, first confirmed measles fatality in the U.S. in a decade. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 151 points. This is SRN News. Democrats censure a Republican in Maine.
Laurel Libby is a state representative, and she recently wrote a Facebook post pointing out that a boy who is living as a girl won first place in a female pole vaulting event at the state high school Class B championships. For pointing this out, Democrats in the Maine House of Representatives have censured Libby, accusing her of failing to protect a vulnerable child. Libby says the girls who have to compete against a boy are the ones who are actually vulnerable. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in South Carolina are working on a bill that would let parents spend taxpayer money on private school tuition, including Christian and other religious schools. Looming on the horizon is a potential legal showdown over the legislation. The General Assembly passed a similar bill in 2023 at the state Supreme Court, struck down. A growing number of states around the country are adopting school voucher laws. This is SRN News. The U.S. economy ended the year on a mixed note.
The Commerce Department reports U.S. gross domestic product grew at a 2.3% annual rate during the last quarter of 2024. At the same time, GDP slowed 0.8% from last year's third quarter. For the year 2024, the U.S. economy grew at a 2.8% rate, down 0.1% year over year. Inflationary pressure remains. The Fed's preferred gauge, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, or PCE, rose at a 2.4% annual pace last quarter, above the Fed's 2% target. George Williams reporting.
A woman suspected in a string of vandalism against a Colorado Tesla dealership. It included Molotov cocktails being thrown at vehicles and a message apparently directed against Tesla co-founder Elon Musk. It's been charged in federal court. More details at SRNNews.com.